First of all, if a woman is over 35 years old and she ain't married, then she must be nutty as squirrel.
But everything else was so right. And by everything else, I mean her looks. She was fine.
She couldn't look that good. She was black. But I guess if you put lipstick and a wig on a monkey, it could look good, too.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is what?
Wow.
Friday?
Yes, Friday.
Friday, May 30th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
2 seconds in and you're already fucked up.
Fuck you, dude. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm horny.
Oh, hi,
it's
horny.
I hope it has nothing to do with the fact that you're in the same room as Matt and I.
No, I'm just kind of horny.
Well, that's why I was distracted, because... him.
Because of my, yeah, like, 7-inch boner sticking out my pants right now.
That, whoa, I didn't even notice
inches,
that, but now I'm really distracted.
I got a strap to my leg. It's more incognito that way.
Yeah.
So.
Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Wow. 2 seconds in and we're already talking about our dicks.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
What the Jam Hole's about. Okay. Matt.
About cutting Matt off. That's
Matt,
what it's about.
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you? Good.
Thank you so much for listening, though by now I have no idea why. This is episode 43 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm not even going to ask how the fuck you guys are, because thanks.
Well, how are you?
I'm fucking baked, dude. I finally decided, okay, you guys didn't take part in the bets.
Hey, I did it for
like 3 days. And
no.
Then I asked you the next day at the show. I was like, yeah, so did you still not smoke? And you're like, I smoked some hash.
Excuse me? Well, excuse me? I took part in the bet. I just didn't hold up my end of the
yeah,
deal.
Right.
Okay?
That's true. So,
hey, I'm not a quitter. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. So we did get a little herb to celebrate. I don't know what. Just
celebrate your relapse.
It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do. Celebrate my relapse on pot. It's fantastic. So, yeah.
That's right, man.
This is the Friday Night Show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have stickers. We're just going to mention this at the beginning of the show right now and get it over with. We'll mention it at the end. I got 150 of these motherfuckers. So if you guys want them, send us your address.
Please.
And people have been. Like, we've got, what, 5 people that have sent us their address?
Yeah, and one person in particular who did.
That's right. We'll bring
our
that up
listener
in a sec. But do you find it weird that people will give us their address?
I know.
It's like, have you listened to the show? Do you know?
We can come kill you now.
I know. What? You better not break the law. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
we could be
we
sick and
live
twisted individuals.
We could be in the backseat of your car with duct tape stretched out.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah. You don't know. This makes us portable.
You don't know. So, yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk about that now, I guess, instead of saving it. We, as far as podcasts go, generally, I have always thought when you get your first international contact, your first contact, you've made it. You are big time. You are kicking ass, taking names, all that shit. And today, I checked my email from my phone because I still don't have internet here.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Brezhnev
Cable.
But you
have a sweet phone.
What?
So it's
hold
right
on. What the fuck? Why the fuck does it take 12 fucking days to get internet turned on? You drive and flip a fucking switch, knock on my door and say, here's your modem, enjoy the porn. But no, fucking 12. Fuck you, Sean. No, I'm not even making jokes right now. Fuck Bresnan Cable.
But it's funny.
Thank you. I understand it's the same with DSL. I mean, granted, that takes like 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah, DSL sucks.
But I don't want a phone line up here, so I decide to go with cable, and I called them, and they're like, well, we're booked up for the next 2 weeks. What the fuck are you doing?
Installing, I guess. I don't know.
Installing what?
Sounds
it's
like
here.
Cable?
You go to your fucking pedestal that's on that block and you flip the fucking switch.
They probably, like, take
I'm
part
sure
in building houses, though.
And they build houses.
No, they install the cable for the houses that are being built.
Well, then expand. It shouldn't take that long. And the shitty thing is, in this valley, you can either go with CenturyTel DSL
right.
or a few other DSL providers that yeah. get their DSL through CenturyTel. So you're fucked either way there.
Yeah, they're just little, like, tiny businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And CenturyTel owns the rights to all the fiber that comes yeah. in here that's DSL or whoever. So, or you could go with cable, which is fucking this shit, Bresnan, yeah. and they're the only cable company
yeah,
here.
It.
Or you can go with this satellite shit, which is like just ridiculously fucking expensive.
Yeah. Don't and forget, it's not even as fast.
No. Don't forget AOL dial-up.
Or
we still have that out here.
Holy shit. Have you ever had AOL dial-up?
I've never had AOL dial-up, but I've had dial-up.
Well, yeah, we've
day.
All had dial-up. Oh, I've yeah. never yeah. used AOL.
No, it was always CenturyTel, because that's where the phone came from.
I was an AOL guy for a while.
Really? That's sad to me. I don't know.
Wow.
So we finally got a letter. We got contact from someone not in our town, for one.
Does that make him an alien?
I don't
from
know.
Another
have
galaxy?
You ever met? Well, he's from Sweden, so we have a Swedish listener. He says, his name's Crazy Bob. Hey, fuckers, I recently found your show through Sick and Wrong's links. Thank you very much, D and Lance. Queer. Jew. And so far,
love you still.
Sorry. And so far, I'm enjoying listening to your shit.
Was that your mistake or his?
That was my bad.
Wow.
My bad.
That's awesome.
Your show is kind of similar to Sick and Wrong, but it's good. I like the fact that you're not afraid to voice your opinions on political stuff like they seem to be.
Yeah, because they're scared of the internet.
They
don't want to be judged by
that's
people.
Right. And you know, the thing is, the internet can smell your fear.
They
so if
can.
You're scared, the internet will know you're scared
yeah,
and it'll exploit that.
There are sniffing programs out there, trust me.
No, it's sniffing. Wow. let's see. A few comments on stuff I've heard you jam about. So he kind of breaks down a few things we've talked about. Timothy Leary, very interesting, since I'm convinced that matter is just energy condensed to a slow vibration. Is that's string theory, isn't it?
I think so.
Mm, okay. That's could be. What he was talking about makes perfect sense. I'm going to listen to it again on Weed Man.
That really doesn't change anything.
No, you gotta, if you're gonna listen to it on drugs, yeah, it's gotta be shrooms or LSD or probably DMT would work also. In the comfort of my own home and not in the line at the supermarket with fucking screaming babies all around. I was at a fucking restaurant today at Sykes eating fucking breakfast.
Yeah.
And there was this table right next to me with like this big old fat dude and then like these two like early 30s ladies, girls, whatever. And then a screaming
bitches,
fucking...
Bitches, you mean? I think you mean.
Yeah, bitches, sorry.
And you only call them bitches because you don't know all their names
that's
individually.
That's right. Actually, they could have been hoes, but I didn't take the time to find out. So we'll go with
ain't
bitches.
Ain't nothing but tricks and,
then,
and hoes. That's
and then there's this screaming fucking kid, like, right next to me, pretty much. And then, like, this other kid that was probably 10 or something, he was just chilling.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I was, I thought about that thing you said, where in other countries, they don't allow people to bring babies in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it because I was in my work shirt and shit, but I wanted so bad to just look at him and be like, you know, that's considered really fucking rude in other countries.
You know what
countries.
I really fucking hate? Is when you go to that theater, like, when I went and saw Iron Man, there was, like, this 2-year-old baby, or even younger. She was like in one of those baby things that they strap to them, and
like a leash.
No,
or
it's
oh, she was carrying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and just fucking like
I hate that
crying and shit like during this movie. I'm like, come on, the baby like has no idea what's going on.
Oh,
it's looking at your tits.
The only way, the only reason she brought the baby was because she couldn't find a babysitter,
right,
and her
she
fucking
wanted to see it.
Yeah.
It's like stay home.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Fuck that. What do you think? Do whining, screaming children ever go to Hoo Hut? Like, do
not,
you...
Not on occasion, but we know how to keep them entertained.
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, I lost my voice over this weekend because I was partying like a rock star and karaokeing out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, this is
for
the
4 days.
This is the same Sean that's been on the show before. You
yeah,
just
you
yeah.
probably can't
just
know.
With a different voice.
Right.
So, yeah.
Call a cancerous voice if you've never heard one before.
Because it's so infectious.
Because it's very cancerous.
Oh, yeah, right.
Spreads throughout your whole body viciously and kills you.
It is. But I got cancer. I found out today I do have cancer, but I have cancer AIDS.
cancer AIDS.
So my cancer is killing me, but the AIDS is killing the cancer before it will actually kill me. I'll just get really fucking sick a few times, basically.
Yeah, nice. You'll have AIDS.
Yeah, cancer AIDS.
Be sure to stay like near me when that's happening. So
absolutely,
I can
buddy.
Contract it.
I've already spit in all your food.
There is no food here.
That's true because I just got paid today, so maybe I'm pretty much broke already after the stickers.
Yeah.
I got my mountain bike. And,
well, what more do you need other than rock stars and candy?
I want candy. That's it. That's all we need.
Candy.
Fuck cooking. Because then, you gotta do dishes and fuck doing dishes.
Right. Do you even have any
dishes? Yeah, we bought dishes.
Oh,
check. I just haven't really used. I use them for when I go to Anna's and eat for free, and then I bring your food back here and I put it on a dish.
Ooh, I can use
sometimes.
My plate.
Sometimes I'll turn the oven on and then let it warm up and then turn it off so it felt like I cooked it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
it's all just vibrations, so you know it's all the same thing. So yeah, he in the supermarket was screaming babies, like I made a mistake of doing, and he thinks there's a video. Is there a video? Have you seen the video?
I don't think so.
Because he talks about images and stuff. That's what he's saying. And
no, I never heard of a video.
Me neither. But I think it did come from a video. We just haven't heard of it.
It's probably on YouTube.
So, yeah. Okay. TV, one of mankind's most entertaining and dangerous inventions. Your comments about TV programming your brain is, in my opinion, spot on. How do they talk in Sweden?
I don't know.
Not like...
I think they speak Swedish, Matt.
Spet-on? Well,
what's their accent
like?
That sounds like an English, Brit speak, a British expression to me.
Well, if it's over there, they all sound like Brits. Whatever.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Whatever. Let's see. I hardly ever watch TV anymore unless
they're all
something...
white.
Yeah, it's so yeah.
Even the black people over there are white.
They're pretty fucking white.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That is
you
weird.
You were telling me about
that when
you went over there.
When I walked through crowds, like you would look at the black people and they would sound just like the fucking white people. Yeah. It's
and they
so
listen
crazy.
To like fucking Bjork and Weezer. And
that's
shit.
Totally
yeah,
cool
that's
though.
Weird.
That's how it should be. None of this y'all saw na mean.
It's just another language.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
Ebonics.
It's all clicks and whistles.
Ebonics is actually a language now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real
I really
language.
Wish you wouldn't have just told me that. That just makes me frown on the internet that much more. So he watches his TV.
But
unless
you still use it.
You know what? I'm done reading this. Okay. If you guys want to read it, we'll post
it's
it.
Really
yeah, I'm
just
ready
know,
to go on. Go on.
No,
on.
Yeah?
This is your baby. Let's hear
okay,
it.
Okay, I thought the story of the inflated baby was pretty funny. I'm imagining one of those balloon vendors with a bunch of inflated crying babies selling them at some decadent upper-class
I'd
carnival.
Buy a couple.
Could you imagine, though? Like, whoa, Bill. There's the first time
very
for
professional.
This show. Thank you. But, like, oh, just walking through the carnival and seeing, like, babies floating.
Yeah.
Like, real ones. Oh,
it's
man.
Like, oh, I'll take a couple.
That would be the epitome
the
of everything this show stands for.
They're good target practice.
Yes.
We put jam hole stickers on them.
Yes. Yes. Like you said, parts of your government definitely knew of the 9/11 attacks beforehand. They should since they committed them. If you haven't already, you should check out Loose Change. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
I have also.
Have you seen Martial Law, The Rise of the Police, dude?
Negative.
You should see that one.
I think I have like most of those videos in a box somewhere.
Did
storage.
You ever watch them?
I watched a couple of them.
Pretty crazy. I mean, I understand they're made to be, to just, like, blow your fucking mind, but, like, if you take away all of the wow and all that shit, there's some fact to it, I guess. It's not
something
all.
Didn't add up, and that's the
fact.
It, yeah,
exactly. Some people just blow it way out of proportion.
I don't really like conspiracy theorists that much either.
That's just because they're weird, tweaky
but
people.
But that's the people who make these things.
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay, let's get to some critique now. Stop fucking talking at the same time. Thank you. Thank you. I think you dissing each other is funny, but wait for the other guy to finish his sentence before jumping on him.
You're gay, Matt.
Fuck you. Oh, sorry. Try that again.
Matthew, you are a homosexual who enjoys hard phallus in or around your mouth.
Oh, wow. I'm blushing now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know him too well.
My rebuttal, Sean?
Yes, Matt.
Your mother.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Touche.
Let's see. Try stick to the subject. Wow.
That
well,
never happens.
We blew
we
that
just
about
already. Wow.
2 minutes ago?
That's really funny.
We've been reading this letter for like 7.5 minutes.
I know.
We are bad at that.
Because we didn't. How much of it was actually reading the letter, though? What did we talk about so far? Babies, inflated babies,
right.
Our stickers.
Black people.
Black people.
English accent.
Wow, dude. Fucking wow.
That's awesome.
Sean spitting in food at Who Hut.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on down.
Man. Annoying babies.
That's great. wow. Let's see. Try. I've noticed you going from talking about one thing, then to another, and then back to the first thing.
That's just what we did.
That is the whole show right
there.
Oh,
my God, dude. I'm lightheaded from that. Fuck. So, when I was at Sykes, though, eating and there... No, I'm just totally just kidding.
Yeah.
I'll get to that later.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, sorry. Then to another, let's see. It's hard not to get sidetracked, I understand, and it isn't always wrong, but try not doing it too much. And two is in capital letters.
Oh, shit.
So we do it too much.
Yeah, well, that's the only time we can do that for this show.
Okay, that's it. Yes. Love the hip-hop at the end. Much better than Sick and Wrong's music, because they play shit.
Yeah, their music sucks. Did you hear those intros?
Yeah, yeah.
That dude made those intros. They're pretty
good. Those are all right. They totally remind me of... Okay, we're getting off track.
Yeah, we are.
most of the time, if... okay, it's better than their music most of the time. If you haven't heard Immortal Technique, you should listen to him. He is de fucking shiznitz.
I don't really like Immortal Technique.
I've heard him. I don't know. I like a few of his songs. I couldn't tell you the names of them, though. But I have some on my vast plethora of music on there. Yes, Sean.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome, Sean.
I've heard of Immortal Technique, and I've heard some of his songs, and I just wanted to say in passing that he is all right.
Yeah, he is definitely all right. He's much better than Papa Pill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Much. Let's see. Send me some stickers. I'll put them up here in Scania, the south of Sweden. Understand, if you can't afford the postage, you broke-ass niggas. That turned out to be a pretty long email, about 16 minutes. I concur.
That's pretty long.
That is a pretty long email. Well, whatever. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to the next show. Greetings from Sweden, your new listener, Anders. Crazy fucking Bob.
Well, thank you. If you're listening, thank
you. That's cool, because people don't usually email us. They just leave comments on the show, and we read those sometimes if they're good. Yeah, so I just wanted to read that one, because it was from, I mean, that's crazy. Like, 15 years ago, you could not have done this. There's no way to reach out to people that far away, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let alone record it in your house, because there was nothing like that. Yes, Sean.
You know why? Just to let you know that CBs were popular about 30 years ago in the 70s.
They were
almost equivalent to today's internet chat rooms, actually, when they first came out. Yes, Matthew.
Are you talking about, like, ham radios?
I was just going to say that. Ham radios. Well, ham radios and CBs are two different things. Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Did people broadcast like shows like this, or were they just pretty much talking to each other?
Like I said, it was equivalent to today's internet chat rooms. People just got on them and talked.
Right, like MS or Pal Talk or something. Oh, it's like that, but with your voice.
That just made a bunch of noise, I'm sorry. Yeah. So did they would just talk to each other then?
Yeah, people just get on there and talk to each other.
Huh. How do you guys even know about that? Like, you weren't born in the 70s.
Were you?
No, and I don't know about that.
That's because you're retarded.
That's because you're a retard, Matt.
Okay.
Yes. I'm on Braden's side.
You're so computer illiterate, you just wouldn't know.
Well, ham radio, that's not computer. That's
no,
fucking...
I'm just saying, that's where you learn about it.
I actually like to do a little something called reading.
Well,
look into it.
I read all the time, just not about ham.
Yeah, condom wrappers.
I just remember hearing about it a long time ago.
Okay, well, let's get to the show here.
Yes,
so,
let's do that.
Okay.
Hooray.
The other day I delivered to these fucking retards, and like, I'm not saying retards because they were just dipshits, but like literally retarded, like mentally handicapped. Do we get this so far?
I was taking a hit. Give me a break.
Okay.
They were mentally challenged.
They were
disabled.
So they live
they
in
were
this...
smiley, a lot of smiles.
Yes, exactly.
They are happy people, aren't they?
hate.
Better raise your hand.
Yes.
Matt?
I just got to say that people who are like that are very happy. I envy them sometimes. I wish I could smile so big and hard that I drooled on my fucking self.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Just,
that'd be nice.
Because you just don't know any better. You're just totally ignorant to everything.
Well, it's kind of, pretty much, yes. And everything they see, they think is just fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's you know? True.
Except for violent and bad things.
Right. Because they're tough, too.
They are.
Like, they're bulletproof.
If there's any retards listening, I got a lot of respect for you guys. Mad props to my retard schniggy.
Well, I need to sell out, man.
I do, too, but just not these particular two. Like, a couple weeks ago, I went to deliver there, and they weren't home or anything. So I left a fucking note, whatever, and they never called. And then they finally called and said they were out of water. So I fucking... Oh, nice. So I fucking go there... Like, not on their delivery day, and bring them fucking water. And every time I get there, the guy always answers the door just wearing sweats. And he's this just big, fat guy. And he's got these weird sideburns that connect to his face somehow. It's... Yes, Sean.
Can I just say...
Yes, please.
I just wanted to say that I've noticed this, and I have a theory about this, that... Retards love sweatpants.
Really? But nothing, like, just that, though?
Well, look at what you're fucking wearing.
I'm wearing shorts, and I'm wearing a fucking shirt, and I'm wearing socks.
But that's, like, what they're wearing, except they
But
have
I'm
sweats.
Relaxing at home after work and shit. This was at, like, 10 in the morning. Like, fuck
that's
you
That's early, dude.
But just sweatpants and to answer your door when you know someone's coming? That's fucked up. Dick hanging out and shit, poking through?
I don't think that's
nasty,
that
fat hair.
You're just looking for something to complain about.
Not at all. I'm just sick of looking at that. I mean, and like right there, and when they
yeah,
he talks
their
and
own
gets
house.
Right
they
up
do
to
what
your,
they want.
Well, then put clothes on if you know someone's coming. It's the polite thing
you're
to do.
You're the one flashing your dick and balls at me.
That's
every
because
chance.
I know you.
Oh, well,
I wouldn't makes just
it any
go
better.
Up. I wouldn't just go up to a total stranger and say,
"Well,
hey,
I wish I was a stranger, so you wouldn't do
I
that."
I wish you were a stranger, so you wouldn't be here right
and,
now.
And
fuck you.
You're already here. And you're already here. If you he didn't show up to the door with his cock and balls hanging out when
that's
you came
true.
Over, did he?
I didn't get out of the truck hey, and like Brayden. Take my pants off and ring your doorbell and right. be like, "Hey, Brayden's mom, dick and balls. Where's Brayden?" All right. Well, no, okay. That wasn't even the point of the fucking thing. Like, that's bad enough. But then, so I bring them their shit, and I leave. And then on their fucking delivery day, they're not home and shit. And
that's
I figure
bullshit.
I figure they're fine, because it was 2 days ago. And so I call up, and he fucking answers the phone, and I fucking talk to him. I'm like, okay, so I go knock on the door. And, like, through the door, he's like, just a minute. And then, I'm like, "Do you have any empties?" Because they'll just ask for water, and they'll just keep getting it, because they don't know. Like, they stockpile this shit. I'm serious. And so I figured it out. You have to say, "Do you have any empty jugs?" And then they'll be like, yes or no. If they don't, then fuck it. They're not getting any water. So he's like, maybe. And then he goes back and counts, and I don't know. It's just, it takes a long time, and then... He yells back and he's like, "The other guy already came and picked him up," which was me before. Yeah. But he just
he doesn't know. You need to stop bumping that thing, man.
It's not picking up.
Well,
no.
Still, quit doing it.
See that?
I'm tired of looking at it.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, okay. And then after that, I have to go down the street. And that's where that crazy Bible lady lived, where was like, "Isn't it nice that Jesus Christ died for us," or whatever she said, like, when I was changing the thing.
It's like, what?
And this time, she's got, like, this mini little chain link fence. Like, not a full one, but, like, it comes up to my waist. Like, one of those small ones.
Okay.
And it's got, like, extension cords. Damn it. Extension cords?
That's five so far.
Are you counting how many
yes,
times
I
bumped
am,
this?
Actually.
You're an asshole. But she's got extension cords wrapped around the fence and the thing, so like you can't open it.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom of that, there's like this twine wrapped around it and tied in a knot.
Fuck.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Because sometimes she just, I don't know, she's fucking nuts, right? So
Of course, I
pick the jug
Jesus
up and I push it over the thing, and then I jump over the fence, and like I knock on the door, and she comes to the door. She looks depressed, like something bad happened or whatever, and that's why the shit was locked. So she's trying to keep someone out. But what I don't get is it's like 3 feet tall, and anyone that really wanted to get in there could just step over it, right? So I don't know. Why would you even do that?
It seems like a minor inconvenience at best.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes. But like, and she was thinking she's going to keep people out with this thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And whatever. Fuck you guys.
What's wrong
with
you?
That fence was little.
We're just letting you know that we're listening.
We agree, man. That fence was little. And well, it was a minor inconvenience.
Are you done?
I wasn't even talking.
Here, I'm done with this. Okay, so.
Good show, good show.
Good show, right? Spot on. I'm not even gonna. Well, I was at the school, one of the schools today, and I'm going down, there's lots of hallways, mm-hmm. and like, don't look at me.
Fuck
like
you.
Like, one of the hallways, like, I always look up them as I'm walking, just, I don't know, I look up it, and there was this huge, big, fat lady, like, just sloughing her way down it, like,
how,
you know,
fat?
Like just sliding, like I couldn't see on either side through the hall, like it was just her.
That's a huge bitch.
That is a huge bitch. And so I got to thinking, like, if all the teachers are kind of like this, like most of them are, because they just
there isn't too many good looking teachers these days.
No, well, I'm just saying they're all fat and shit, and they're the people that your children are around most of the day. Like, they're there for 7 hours a day, and then they're sleeping, you know, the other eight, and they're, you know, you're at work, so you probably don't see them. So they influence them a lot. So
Not really. They pretty much rebel.
Right, but I'm saying, like, subconsciously, they're always around it, and that's, like, the figure that tells them what to do. So they just, I think they
just.
They
do the opposite,
that's why they get fat, though, is because they're all fat. And when you're around fat people, you tend to get fat yourself.
Or you just eat too much.
Right.
Just everyone eats
too
much.
Well, yeah, but, and the kids, too, because, like, there's a lot of fat kids around here, and it's fucked up.
It's crazy.
And I'm not just
saying. It's like, the younger they are, the fatter they are.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. So I think we should make the teachers have to be skinny. Sean.
I just wanted to say.
I'm sorry. You fucking. Oh, wow.
I'm going to throw it. What was that Swiss gentleman's name? That Swedish gentleman?
Crazy Bob.
I don't know. We're just trying to incorporate your constructive criticism, which is greatly appreciated, by the way.
Is that why you guys are just not saying anything?
Well, I did.
Letting me drown.
I did want to say something about teachers. Excuse me. Teachers.
Nice.
No matter how rebellious you are, there's always that one. Everybody has that one teacher that they really were on the level with.
Yeah, that totally influenced.
That, and did influence you.
Right.
True.
Hopefully in good ways. Because a lot of these days,
it's
slutty blonde chicks fucking young Mexicans.
Right. Right.
If you know what I mean. Talking about teachers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
And you read about them. We've done stories about that. Teachers getting caught at, like, freaky sex parties with their students.
That's
and
why
shit.
I said
that.
Oh,
man. I did read, like, the first part of that serial killer book.
Yeah.
And that first serial killer.
Author
like,
or Arthur, whatever. Shawcross, that guy.
No, it was.
No, not at all. I just made that name up.
Yeah.
So
do
you what remember? About it?
Yeah. Well, like, I guess when he was, like, 13 or 14. His teacher made him, like, stand in front of the class while she masturbated and, like, watched him.
Yeah, totally. I remember
that. And she'd, like, smack him if he, like, took his dick out.
Yeah. And she would just make him watch so all that shit just built up.
And
that's
he'd call her, like, say dirty things, like she's going to fuck him or something.
Yeah,
but
she would totally belittle him, like, sexually and just beat his ass and shit. And then he turned into a fucking crazy fucking serial killer.
Yeah, he did some fucked up shit.
He murdered some serious shit.
You see
what happens when you don't get enough puss? Seriously.
You start killing
when
people.
When you're fucking tormented forever.
Yeah. When you're brutally scarred by some sick, twisted individual.
That's a lot of teasing.
Amen to that. So pretty much every victim in all of the stories we've read so far.
What? It's her fault.
What? No, not in him. I'm saying as the jam hole. From day one, all the people in the stories that haven't died. Like, that's some traumatic shit that's happened.
Yeah.
These are all going to turn into serial killers.
Wow.
Everybody's a victim in a tragedy, Matthew.
Wow.
Let's all say a prayer. Well, hold hands. Pretend to be serious.
No.
Only if we suck each other off afterwards.
That's not praying. That's being gay.
Leave me out.
Okay, are you ready to do some news?
Dude, we need to do some fucking news.
Let's do some news, please. You want to start us off?
No, not really.
Okay, I will.
You should, Brayden.
I'm going to.
I started off last time because I whooped his ass.
Can I start off? He handed me the ass. Would you like to? I will.
I think I would.
I get so
confused.
Okay,
you start off because you haven't been here for a long time.
Okay, go ahead. Do some news. Episode 43.
Although all your stories.
TheJamHole.com.
I'll make them sound good.
Okay. With that sexy voice.
Oh, hello there. Can I just say one thing before I start?
You can say as many things as you want that'll fit in an hour.
I forgot
to
say.
You got 30 minutes left.
I forgot to say at the beginning of the show that today's show was brought to you by a fatty can of Foster's.
Foster's.
It's Australian for jam hole.
Jam hole. Nice, dude. To your sneeze.
Okay. Man fined for throwing hedgehog at teen.
Before you read the headline,
you gotta say this one is called.
This one is called.
That's our thing.
This one is called.
Thank you.
Man fined for throwing hedgehog at teen.
This one kind of hits close to home for you, doesn't it? You have kind of a hedgehog.
I have a chinchilla,
that's
which is actually
like one, but it's not spicy.
It's from Chile. It's like a weird cousin of the squirrel.
Really?
Yes.
A squirrel?
In
I thought
a way.
It was a hedgehog.
No, it's
it
got the softest fur in nature.
It looks like
fur
a fat
coats
squirrel,
out of
though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love, like, a little fur nutsack holder out of your chinchilla.
Dude, it would be
Do you
comfortable.
Know? Oh, my God, dude. I would wear it just
a
oh,
little
man.
Cock cozy. You can slip
yes,
over it like
dude,
a little
totally.
Coat. Yeah.
Okay, do some news.
We just did it again.
Wow.
I didn't really take part in that, though.
Yeah. We should wait to pass out these stickers before we, like, make better episodes.
Straight up, Matt. We gotta try.
This one's bad.
No, this
we
is
gotta
bad
try not to talk to each other.
Sorry.
Try not to interrupt each
I
other.
I know, don't do that.
I hate that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Matt?
Do some
Matt?
News. Go ahead.
Oh, is
yeah,
it okay?
Are you good?
Go ahead.
Can I fucking talk now, please?
My God, dude.
Okay.
If you hear a gunshot in the background and I stop talking, don't worry about it.
It's because I shot
it'll
you.
It'll be my
it's
show
I
at that
shot
point.
Myself. God.
A New Zealand man who assaulted a teen by hitting him with a spine-covered hedgehog has been fined by a court in order to pay most of his fine to his victim.
To the hedgehog?
What?
He's got to pay most. The hedgehog.
Well,
wait,
yes,
who's.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. It says right here. No, he has
the
to
hedgehog
pay.
Is the victim here, right?
He is, and you know why? Okay. Because apparently the man came upon the hedgehog as he was running around collecting gold coins and jumping on shit.
Wow, what's his name? Sonic?
I think it was.
Oh, man. Was there a two failed fox there?
Well, would you like to hear the story?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
A Huakatane District Court was told Thursday that William Singalar picked up a hedgehog, a small prickly-backed animal that wears red sneakers, similar to the porcupine.
What? Wait. Wait. Okay.
The hedgehog was spotted allegedly wearing red sneakers.
Yeah. And he threw it several yards at a 15-year-old boy in the North Island East Coast town of Huakatane on February 9th. Police said the teen was hit in the leg, causing large red welts, several punction marks.
When he got hit in the leg, like gold rings went
yes.
everywhere.
And he, thank you, Matt. Thank you. I
wish
you were
we
right.
had the bell.
That's exactly what happened.
That's
thank
totally
you.
What happened.
But he also phased in and out of existence briefly before continuing to run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Singalar was convicted of common assault and offensive behavior following a defended hearing.
He throwing a hedgehog is considered offensive behavior.
I guess.
Well, he hit someone with
He's
it.
He's the only one that had fun in that incident. And there were three of them involved.
Three of them. Are you saying that? Do you sound. Wow. Okay, continue.
That was offensive behavior.
Okay, you offended me with
I would have been offended.
I'm offended as well.
And if any of our listeners are offended 33 minutes in, if anyone's still listening.
Send us an email and yell at us.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay, go ahead.
He was fined a total of $545, of which $389 were paid to his victim. A more serious
the hedgehog.
Charge. That's right.
Right.
In gold coins.
Sonic was abused bad.
Or oh gambling God. Credits if you've ever been to that zone.
It's a good zone.
Yes.
A more serious charge of assault with a weapon, the hedgehog, was dropped.
Sonic, you mean.
Oh, man.
The maximum penalty for that charge is 5 years in prison. So apparently...
Did you print this story or did I?
You did. We found it in your reader thing.
Okay.
So according to this, throwing a small ball of spikes at somebody would be considered assault with a weapon. But if it's a living creature that is also a small ball of spikes,
right.
It's not a big deal.
But that's
a
awesome.
A small ball of spikes.
So, but only for $584. That's like a paycheck, maybe a little less than a paycheck.
Yeah, but
I'd pay
what is
that
after you switch the currency to gold rings?
Oh,
I know.
50?
Yeah,
I think it's like three free lives.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's a small price to pay to do something like that. I mean,
exactly.
Physically taking a live animal with spikes on it, that's like better than throwing a Falf disc at someone.
Oh, absolutely.
A square Falf disc.
Oh,
even.
My. Yeah. The ninja disc. Wow.
Well,
so is that it for that story?
Well, it was not known whether the hedgehog was dead or alive at the time of the attack, but Senior Sergeant Bruce Jenkins said earlier.
Or was it dead or alive after?
They
the
drew
attack?
Like a little chalk outline around it with this little sneakers and shit.
Well, the rest of the sentence.
Spiky hair.
Oh, man. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
Running this Sonic thing on.
In answer to your question, yes, it was dead and collected as evidence.
Okay, so is that it for that story?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
this one is called Police Charge
what?
Pair. What? This one is called Police Charge Pair, like two dose, with crime against nature.
Oh, this is the one I printed for you.
I somehow wish you wouldn't have just said that.
Exactly.
Rally police are charging two adults for private sodomy.
Wow.
Thank you. Although the U.S. Supreme Court appears to have outlawed such charges about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
you should be okay. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, no, okay. The writer's name is Matthew, and that's not even my last name, so fuck off. But, so, that means in Rally? Where's Rally? In Rally, you can have private sodomy, and it's all good.
Right, which is gay sex.
Oh, what?
Well, it
why
could
don't
be a
they...
woman's asshole, too. I mean,
a it's, guy fucking...
No, sodomy is an asshole, period.
It's You're
yeah,
fucking an asshole.
But it could be a chick's asshole.
And that's straight.
But
that's
is...
straight as it gets, but...
Yes.
But this was two guys doing that. So
how do you know?
You
wouldn't know that unless you read the article.
Or
and as everyone knows, that would be cheating.
Or
it's
we could
not.
Listen to the
it's
article
in, like,
being
the first
read.
Yeah, we should do that.
Wow.
And not interrupt each other, Matt.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Police ever again.
Not in this episode.
All the answers will come if we just listen to the article.
Yeah,
okay?
Well,
okay.
If we quit
One,
talking
two, three,
and let Matt
go.
Talk.
Police
go
on. Police on Saturday charged two West Rally men with with a quote crime against nature for
I know
ding for Brayden.
That's
oh,
why
man.
I thought that was
for having
had your name
sex
on.
Early that morning. Each faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted of the class one felony.
That's having gay sex.
Oh, man. Do we have any gay listeners yet?
I don't know.
Have we gotten that far? Because Sick and Wrong has a bunch.
Yeah.
Granted, one of their brothers is gay and works in a gay bar.
Right.
Which
and
is...
they actually like to go to that bar sometimes.
Yeah.
But for the free drinks.
To
only.
Pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Hey, gay men have straight chick friends.
Okay, but hold on. There's hope. Because that charge might be unconstitutional.
Might
and
be.
The circumstances are murky. So somewhere in the Constitution. If you look in there, it says we the people are into having gay sex. Yes, Sean.
Something about this story just doesn't smell right, man.
Not at all. Smells like butthole. Rally police first charged.
Yes, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Kelson, Nelson Keith Sloan, 40 of Grand Manor Court, who called them to his apartment about dawn, saying he had been attacked. So he wasn't even, this wasn't even gay consensual gay sex. This was like rape.
He's probably he's probably lying because he doesn't want to admit he's gay.
So
he's like, hey, this dude raped me.
I was attacked. Jesus Christ, guys, he came out of nowhere and just attacked me.
Yeah.
I was totally helpless against him. He's so strong.
With a huge pink dildo. I was so scared.
Your gay voice is really good.
Thank you. Police
spot on.
It sounds like your normal voice.
Spot on. Police later filed the same charge against Ryan Christopher Flynn, another homo, 25, of Glen Curran Drive. They also charged Flynn with simple assault for biting Sloan and with communicating threats by telling Sloan he was going to, what do you think? What do you think his threats were?
Fuck you in the ass.
Negative. What do you think?
Kill him? I don't know.
Disembowel him.
Oh, snap.
With his penis.
It's got like a barbed penis.
Quote, this looks like the worst case of consensual sex we've ever seen.
The blunder.
I'm not even kidding.
The blunder. You gotta make us. You gotta make us.
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding. This looks like a case of a consensual act that may have gotten out of hand.
We should still have him make that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Here.
The law, the law is still on the books. What the DA's office will do with it is a whole nother story. Wow. Sloan insisted he was attacked. Quote, I didn't allow anything, he said Saturday. Quote, they knew it and turned it around and arrested me. Jesus Christ. I've never been so humiliated in all my life. It's just awful.
Well, I like
so
how
awful.
You do the lip
do you like it when I keep bumping it with my little hand?
He's got,
okay.
Whenever
that's
he does
enough.
His gay voice, he keeps doing the
that's all you
gay
guys
thing.
Get. That's it. All right. Flynn, who has a past misdemeanor convictions, including for assault. That was a good sentence. Could not be reached for comment. I wonder why. He's like, saw it on his caller ID. It was like the what? News. He's like, ignore.
Fuck that.
Oh, man. What would he have to say, though? Yeah, I cornholed him. What are you going to do about it? It's not a law.
Just hang up, I guess.
He'd be like, that dude's
but
a slut and a pussy.
But they're trying to arrest him for that.
Yeah. Well, for cornholing him, but then they're saying it's not on the, or it's on the books, but they don't know what they're going
to
do.
Right, but they're still trying to
because
do that.
The DA's office is a little, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Let's see. North,
what do you mean?
Yes, please.
North Carolina's quote.
He asked you a question.
Don't get off subject. What do you mean?
You know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What
do
you,
I
what
don't.
Do you mean?
You know.
Just say it.
I don't want to say it now because you've built it up so much.
Just say it.
Homosexual. See what you made me just do? Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you.
North Carolina's
I'm
quote.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Crime against nature law doesn't apply only to same-sex partners. That's good, right? But a landmark 03 U.S. ruling appears to forbid states from treating private consensual adult sex as crimes. And that's it for that story.
Wow.
I know, right? Did you printed that one out, so I know
it's
totally.
I was like, Matt, read this one.
I read it. All right. Yes, Sean.
Yeah, I will say one thing I've noticed about gay couples, or in this case, whatever, is that...
or whatever. No, that's right, gay couples.
Yeah. When they are Fags. Together, they are of the same sex. They will beat the fucking shit out of each other in an argument, whereas a man and a woman would just yell.
Well, yeah, because if you can hit a dude and whatever, you can't...
Right, you're just
you can hit a bitch, you just gotta...
And you're not afraid of that dude if he's had his, your cock in his mouth.
That's right, that's fucking, that's ammo right there.
I
got pictures.
So...
That's ammo, literally. In that
That's what I think, man.
Okay, so is that a... yes for this story? I don't even know.
The story was hilarious.
No, I'm not even talking
about
it.
Am I for or against sodomy?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Wow.
Thank you.
I guess I'm for it as long as it's not gay.
Gay sodomy? No.
As long as it's not my ass.
Right.
That's fine,
yeah.
I guess.
You guys
I pretty
can
much
do,
don't care as long
you,
as it's not
yeah,
my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what do you got?
I don't know. Let me look here. This one is called DPS Identifies Man Hit Multiple Times.
Like punched in the face?
Actually, by getting hit by cars.
Mm.
Ran over.
Mm.
Like the last story on the last episode. That
right,
guy got
that
hit
guy,
twice.
Yeah, yeah. So this ups that, huh?
Yes, this has got him beat for sure.
For sure.
This is the fucking man of the week right here.
The coup de grace of people getting hit by cars.
Yes, he is the winner. A nice. Man walking on Interstate 10 seeking help during the morning rush hour commute was struck multiple times and died a horrific death, in quotes.
Do you think, like, when the car hit him, like, you know, when you're on, like, you play those fighting games and it's all like 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, 5X combo, and then, like,
it's
just
it like
keeps
Frogger,
going.
But with a person.
Oh.
And, you know,
but I was talking, like, because it hit him, like, that many times. That was, like, a power
each,
up combo.
Yeah. Dude, 10 points, 20
like
points.
Killer Instinct when you do all that. Yeah, I
don't think that really happens.
I kind well, no shit. I'm just kind of picturing that, and it was funnier in my head apparently than
it
was.
It is funny though.
Recorded. All right. Yes. So, continue, please.
The victim has been identified as Byron Yellowhair, 24 of Mesa. DPS officer said it. A new
wow. Go ahead.
Really?
It's fun, isn't it?
At a news briefing, the man was hit by at least 5 vehicles, but it could be as many as 40.
Wow.
Yeah. 5 or as many as 40. What, dude, we don't really fucking
5
know.
At the lowest, but 40 at the highest.
At the high. You kind of lose count at like 23,
yeah, I mean,
then you're
like
fuck.
Anything more than 5 times is like, fuck, really?
Yeah, what's left to hit, really?
You're too shocked to really count anymore. You just watch it.
Wow. $1 million to have been able to, like, had a lawn chair
yeah.
with, like, a sippy cup with some fucking blue Slurpee in it and the
nice.
Sun shining,
a
some sunglasses.
Gulp.
$1 million to
That's
see
good.
That happen. And some popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, the multiple impacts that occurred, the actual human body was scattered over several lanes, said DPS spokesman Harold
That's pretty brutal.
Saunders.
Nice.
Yes.
We should try and call that guy and interview him. I bet he has tons of horror stories. Like
oh,
those
I
guys
bet.
That do the highway, you know?
Right.
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 Continue.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
DPS Sergeant Ann Fitzgerald. Well, that's a nice...
Woo woo!
Never heard of
wow
Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
this train has just derailed. Thank you.
Oh man,
45 minutes in though, not bad. Although this is your first story.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a hard name to say. It looked weird. The Z in it threw me off.
It definitely takes a while to get it just right.
Yes, right.
It does.
Man.
All right. Said investigators have no idea how many cars struck the victim, but that it wouldn't surprise her if it was up to in the 40 or 20 to 40 range.
Well, because it's on a highway, right? So
right.
cars are just going.
And
if,
they're going
if
like
you
85
did that
miles an
and
hour.
You saw it had already been hit, yeah. you wouldn't fucking stop.
Oh, and
you'd
they're
maybe
so close
stop
together. All those
hit,
cars are so close.
To hit it again, but yeah.
yeah.
Right.
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 Right. Okay. Is
I keep fucking bumping my mic.
Yes, Sean.
Sean.
Wow.
You know, after a while.
Sean.
You know,
Sean,
after,
go.
After
Are
a
you
while.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm getting there. After a while, you know, it wouldn't even look like a person you're hitting anymore. It looked like some kind of just.
This is a deer
crunched
shit.
Up dog.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if that happened around here, we would probably thought it was just another deer because that happens so often. You wouldn't be like, wow, that was a person. That would be pretty crazy. Yep. Is that it for that story?
That is it.
Awesome. Sean.
Got a real fucking mystery for
so
you here, buddy.
So are you for
buddy.
Or against this guy getting hit?
Man, I wish I could have been in one of those cars.
Yeah.
I think that would outdo the being in the backseat of that car in Pulp Fiction right when he blew that black dude's brains all over the back of the car.
Oh, right.
Like, being in the backseat next yeah. to that. I think that would maybe one-up that.
I don't know.
That would be pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's brutal.
If I had $1 million... Sean, next
yes,
story.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you.
Got a real mystery for you here, buddy.
What is this one called?
This one is called Decapitated Body Found Along Gravel Road.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
That's brutal.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that's about as brutal as it gets.
No.
Okay, well.
You have not read this book yet.
No, oh. yeah, that book is fucking brutal. We should put all the books that like we're reading... like a geeky book nerd club thing.
Wow.
So then if our listeners want to like read the same books we're reading about
we
and then we could all jerk each
nice.
Other off and talk about the books
yes.
we just read.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be better than just us doing it.
Right.
You know what you could call it?
Do what? Book it?
I don't know if I want to know.
Jam Holes Jam Book Club.
What? Wow. I would just call it Book It.
For men.
Book It.
Book
yeah.
It. Continue.
Okay.
Wow.
Body is burned, missing head and hands. That's what the headlines read in Concordia, Missouri. Deputies are investigating after a decapitated and burned body was found along a gravel road near Concordia. At about 9 a.m. Wednesday, a man repairing a fence found the body along Davis Road.
Mm-hmm.
The body was found about 10 feet from the road under some trees in a grassy area, officials said.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The Lafayette County Sheriff's Department said the man's body is partially burned and missing his head and hands.
Uh-huh. Hey, can I say this now?
Yes.
Did he give him a hand?
Here.
Ding.
No. Okay. I just had to get it out of the way. Yeah. It's like, that's all I was thinking about. Sorry. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. Because you really wanted to give him a hand.
Yeah. Well, I would have gave him a hand job.
Wow.
like a hand modeling job.
Yeah, I bet.
Matt, what? You need to pull it together, buddy.
What are you thinking about?
What you're thinking about?
Modeling his hand?
Yeah. You guys quit talking about hand jobs.
Please continue.
Shit.
You know what should go on the next... Wow. You know what should go on the next stickers?
What?
The gayest show yet.
I don't know. Sick and Wrong still got us beat.
That is true.
Well, no way we'll ever be that gay.
Not even in this episode
no,
will we ever be that gay.
Not even this one.
That's pretty gay.
It's about as gay as it gets.
We could be here doing this show with all of our pants off. And
why
it still wouldn't...
Why did you even fucking say
well,
that?
Well, because I'm just saying it still wouldn't be as gay as that.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty fucking close.
Have you ever seen that one picture of that picture of all those Asian guys? It's like, at least you're not as gay as this or something. Or you're about as gay as these guys or something. And it's yes. Wow. Have you seen
that? That sounds no. awesome, Brayden.
Is that in a folder called gay underscore porn?
No. It was something on E-Bomb's World.
Okay, sorry. Continue, please.
Yes.
It's okay.
Wow.
Neighbor Debbie Kirchhoff told KMBC's Dan Weinbaum it was pretty shocking.
Was it the most shocking thing he's ever seen?
Probably.
Wow.
And they didn't even find a drop of semen on the crime scene.
Not even no. one. That nope. is intense.
Wow.
The man was about 6 feet tall, weighed 200 pounds. His race was either white or mixed. Deputies couldn't tell because he was burnt to fuck.
So if you've seen this guy, call them, right?
Yes.
If you've seen his hand.
If this headless, handless, charred body looks like a white or black or mixed person you might have known, please call the deputies in Concordia, Missouri.
Awesome. We're doing our part.
Police said there were
we're
no
letting you know.
Police said there were no identifying
and the more you
tattoos.
Know. Sorry, go ahead.
Police wow. said there were no identifying tattoos because he was burnt to shit. Or broken bones other than the ones that had been cut off that would aid in identifying the body. An autopsy will be performed at the Jackson County Medical Examiner's Office behind the local Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Can we get a time on that? When they will be conducting that in case anyone lives there and would care to.
The flyer's coming out in next Sunday's Piggly Wiggly. you know,
the Fish Fable?
Flyer, yeah.
Nice. We have one here called the Fish Fable. Yes. That's great. Sad. So, all right. Charred bodies, missing hands and heads.
Pretty straightforward.
Yay or
open
nay?
Nay, I guess.
Hey, as long as it's not my body.
Yeah. Or anyone you care about, for that matter.
But first and foremost,
oh, yeah.
as long as it's not mine.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll see what we can, who we can save.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to say nay.
All right. Well, is it my turn? Or is it your turn?
I don't know.
I forget. I'm going to go. Okay. This one is called Japanese Woman Caught Living in Man's Closet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. This happened in Japan, apparently.
We really? Get a lot of stories from Japan. They're fucked up over
Do
there.
Do you think it's because there's so many people there? Like, just statistically, yeah. there's more
I
things
think, bad. I think Japan is our most fucked up country.
That will happen.
That will happen.
No, I was finishing what I was saying before you interrupted me. Yes, Sean.
Yeah, I have a theory about that I'd like to share with you.
Please.
I believe that crowd density, not so much number population, but crowd density.
Right, lots of people in a small place.
Determines how crazy people go, because look at New York.
Right.
You know? Right. And then the second biggest city in the world is Tokyo.
Right.
Right.
Which I think LA is actually.
Ding, 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 yeah. ding, ding.
There's 22 million people.
Oh, I know.
I think there's 22 million people in Tokyo.
Can you imagine 22 million
in
people?
One city.
That's the Wong place to live.
That is
the Wong. You kill me.
Nice callback. Holy shit. Wow. That has, I think that was one of my favorite stories to read.
Yeah, that was mine good. Too.
But
there's
this,
so
I don't
else.
Know. We'll see what this one has yeah. in store. A homeless woman who sneaked into a man's house and lived undetected in his closet for a year.
Holy shit,
Was arrested in Japan after he became suspicious when food mysteriously began disappearing. And
yeah.
this just goes to show you that all Asians are ninjas, no matter Japanese,
oh, yeah.
Chinese. I mean,
they're ninjas.
I like how
birth.
I like how they use the term undetected.
Right.
Like she was
fucking
stealthy. She wasn't hiding, or she
no.
wasn't. Yeah, she was undetected.
He had no idea.
That's intense, man.
Continue, Matt.
Police found the 58-year-old ninja Thursday hiding in the top compartment of the man's closet and arrested her for trespassing and being a ninja. Police spokesman Hiroki Itakura. Oh, go get the spoons. From southern
wow.
Kasuya town said Friday. Wow.
I think it's not
the best.
Hakusa!
The resident of the home installed security cameras, ninja detecting security cameras, yeah. that transmitted images to his mobile phone.
It's called
after
ninja vision.
Wow. I wonder. Oh, man. What?
E-ninja.
Hold on. Oh, mobile phone. Okay. So that's high tech.
That's cool.
He's getting that shit sent to his phone, like SMS.
Yeah.
That's good. To his mobile phone, after becoming puzzled by food disappearing from his kitchen over the past several months. You think, like, a few months, though? Like, wouldn't you notice something like that? Even if, I mean, he's Asian, too, so he's ninja.
Right.
So ninja can detect their own, right?
I guess not.
No.
No. No, I know a little
3 months,
bit about this.
What, you'd
maybe
be like,
some of them aren't ninjas. Maybe just most of them are. Some of them are just, you know, Asian.
Just regular people.
Just regular
with
guys.
Weird slanty eyes.
Just a non-ninja.
Hey, ask him that question you asked me on the other show about Asian people, how there's no, like, just kind of...
Oh, yeah. Asian women. They're either ugly...
Like, ugly
gorgeous.
As fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's none that
there's
are
no
like...
between.
I haven't seen no in-between, but I will say this. If you take an Asian and a black girl and you mix them together...
That is a fine cup of tea, sir.
That is very
sir.
Fine.
That is spot on.
That's almost perfect.
Yeah, that is like the yin and the yang. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just swirling together.
What
like
would you call that?
Face pussy, face pussy.
Africanese?
Like just, what?
Africanese?
Wouldn't it be Blackanese?
Blackanese?
She's Blackanese?
I guess. A Chaka?
Or that'd just be
know.
A Chinese Chaka.
A African American. Or yeah, I don't know. A chigger? Sorry, I don't know.
That was bad.
That was bad. One of the cameras captured some...
You're just kidding.
I'm totally just kidding. One of the
we love Asians.
And black people. One of the cameras...
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
black music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when it's done by white people.
Or when it's just for black.
Okay, one of the cameras...
West Side Connection's pretty good. Just a shout-out to them.
Yeah, hey. Dub C, Ice Cube, and Matt Tan. Shout out.
Yeah.
Do we do shout outs on this show?
We do now.
Wow. Let's not ever do that again. Okay. So one of the cameras captured someone moving inside his home Thursday after he had left. So like just a little black
just a fucking,
blur.
It's like, those, it's like
smoke went up and then like this hand came out and then it like had eggs and
it's like
ham.
Night out on the street.
It had
there's
like
a crack kicking around.
Pork lo mein and barbecue beef pork and
yeah.
Wonton soup.
Oh, wow. Wait, isn't wonton... Oh, is that
it's
Chinese
Asian.
Or Japanese?
Does it matter? Could you tell
not.
The difference if it was?
Maybe.
I don't think you could. Hey, you work at Who Hut. Is that... That's
Mongolian.
Goddamn Mongolians.
Mongolians.
Okay. Let's see.
Thursday. All right, well, fuck you guys. I won't answer the question.
He called police believing it was a burglar. However, when they arrived, they found the door locked and all the windows closed. They said, Tom Cruise, please come out of the closet. And Tom Cruise said,
I'm not in here.
Yeah, that's exactly no, what he
I
said.
I think that's what R. Kelly said.
They were both in there. In the closet. They were totally both in there.
But I'm not in the closet. Well, after a while, yeah. But I'm not in here.
Okay. Quote, we searched the house, checking everywhere someone could possibly hide.
Possibly?
Itakura said. Quote, when we slid open. Did you spit it out? Hold it in, dude. Oh, hold it in. Wow. That's amazing. I don't think I can do the whole sentence that way.
Yeah.
Open the shrill closet. There she was, nervously curled up on her side. The woman told police she had no place to live. She had no place to live and first sneaked into the man's house about a year ago when he left it unlocked. Could you live in a closet for a whole year?
I guess.
If you were a fucking ninja, I guess it'd be easy.
Hey, Bender lives in the closet.
That's true. So does, yeah, okay.
Actually,
Fry and Bender live in the closet.
For a while, they were together.
Yeah.
But the small one is Bender's apartment.
That's true. And then the closet's the big, yep. That is correct. See, robots are conniving.
See?
The woman told the police she had no place to live, and he did that a year ago. She had moved a mattress into the small closet space and even took showers, Itakura said, calling the woman,
ninja.
Quote, neat, clean, and ninja.
That's the ninja.
Yeah, I totally did.
But still, that's pretty fucking impressive.
How could she?
I'd be like, being fuck a ninja, it, you can live here. I didn't even know.
I mean, she had a bed. She was neat. Yeah. I'd be like, get a job, pay half the rent, and I'll have some sex with me once in a while.
You wouldn't even have to, because it's not like you know she's there anyway.
Yeah, that's true. if I don't see you,
it's like,
ahead.
Hey, if I don't know you're here, then you're not.
Just
so.
Quit eating my goddamn wonton soup.
Exactly.
All right. So,
should we just call it?
No.
No?
No, we have Sean here, man. This is comedic gold. Oh. What's the next story, Braden?
This one is called Baby Put Up for Sale on Craigslist.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you guys would like to know more about that, check my MySpace. Willing to let it go to steal.
Well, let's see how much.
That is fantastic.
A couple has been arrested.
How much weed and pills do you have? Is a question.
Oh, man. If you come pick it up, it's free. Free. What?
Huh?
Like those signs that are like free if you come get it.
Right.
But yeah, continue.
That's right.
I'm glad someone finally took our advice, though, because we told people this for a while now. If you don't want your baby, like, don't poop it out in the toilet
or hide it in
unless,
the upper deck.
Okay, you can poop it out in a toilet if you're going to upper deck them with that toilet.
Right.
But don't, like, leave it in the aircraft bathroom compartment thing where someone will find it. Sell it on Craigslist. And now someone did. So,
again,
actually, are we...
No, there was one that was, like, they were putting up a baby for meth or something.
Right, but that was a fake thing, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Are
we're
we liable for this now?
No? We're changing the world, man.
Okay, that's right. One unwanted baby at a time.
Changing the world.
That's the tagline. Okay.
Okay. A couple has been arrested in what Canadian police said on Tuesday was an apparent offer to sell a 7-day-old baby girl on Craigslist for $10,000.
Is that Canadian dollars? Because that's like 20,000 American.
Probably.
And I thought Canadians were all nice and about love and goodness. Why would they sell babies?
I don't know.
All right. Let's find out.
They do that in South Park?
Sell babies?
Ike?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought Ike.
It was
That's true.
Canadian.
Wow. Canadian slave trade, man.
Damn.
Do you guys hear the faucet dripping? Because that is totally bugging the shit out of me.
I do not. I think you're hearing stuff.
Could be. Continue, please.
Okay, a woman who saw the offer on the popular website alerted police who tracked down the 23-year-old mother and 26-year-old father using a cell phone number that was listed in the advertisement.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And the cops were like, so I hear you got a baby for sale. And they're like, yup, sure do. And they're like, okay, can we meet you? And they're like, yup, come on over. Here's where I live. And the cops got there and were like, you're under arrest. So either way, the baby's going... Excuse me. And Jesus. and the baby's going to end up living somewhere else.
Correct.
Boom, you're dead. I'm calling. I'm invoking the boom, you're dead law for these people.
I'll vote for that.
And their baby.
Okay.
Is that a unanimous vote?
I think so. Does Sean know about the boom, you're dead law?
No. Seriously?
He hasn't been here in a long time.
Oh, shit. Fuck me,
and
dude.
It's not
well,
like you listen.
Yeah, he doesn't have a computer or internet.
I don't have TV
okay.
or internet.
Quick rundown, boom, you're dead, is if you do anything that breaks the law, but like good common sense not laws, not like victimless, like smoking weed. That shit'll all get erased.
Like don't microwave
but
your
like,
baby to dry
yeah,
it off.
Don't
laws.
Murder, don't steal, don't litter, shit like that. And if someone catches you doing it red-handed, you get to shoot them in the face, and then you say, boom, you're dead, and then you just continue with your day.
Right.
And the theory is, after about a year of doing this... Everyone will be nice. That'll
but
be it.
But the twist is that if you see someone breaking the law,
yeah, and they
you can go up to them and shoot them. But
if they shoot
you first, yep. it didn't happen.
Yeah, and then everyone just walks
and
away.
And no one knows.
So you got to be quick. Yeah. You got to be on your game.
If you can't catch
these niggas half tripping.
Right. If you don't want to take the chance safety. Of being We're Sorry. Totally talking over each other.
I'm totally doing it on purpose.
Let's just try and get through these last two stories.
Well, that's the law. So basically, I'm invoking that on
this. If it'll help yes. this, if it'll help get this done, yes, it's great. Let's go.
Okay.
Wow. Vancouver police said the couple told investigators the offer was a hoax, but were arrested for public mischief with other criminal charges possible to the. Possible as the investigation continues.
So they got there, the cop saw it was cops, and they're like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Hear.
It was just a joke.
And the cops
Relax,
were like,
guy.
Yeah, I'm not your guy, friends. And then the cops were like, you're coming with us. And then the baby went to foster care. So yeah. again, boom, you're dead.
The
or
child was
still
put in
the
care
same
of
boom,
social
you're dead
workers.
From earlier. Go ahead.
That's Sorry. It. The oh. child was put into care for social workers.
See, I called it.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. That's obvious.
So, doesn't that seem like so much better to do? Just kill all three of them and then that's it?
Yeah, and then it's over.
Yeah. Because now that kid is going to get raised in foster care. It's going to be neglected, just like all the serial killers start out, and it's going to end up doing that. And then... Hopefully, by the time that happens, we will have the boom, you're dead law, and then I'll go kill him.
But cool. what if that baby... Mm.
Unless they kill you first.
Right, but I'm quick, so but, okay. I'm not... I'm ninja.
But what if,
I'm
what
part
if that
Asian
baby...
Also.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So you're Asian... You're...
No, don't even try. I'm not Continue, gonna... Sean.
But what if that baby grows up to cure cancer instead of become a serial murderer?
Yeah, right.
Because that'll happen.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, okay.
How many kids that have had fucked up, you know, lives
All
like that?
All of them.
Yeah, how many of them have been very successful?
All of us.
A lot.
I mean, look at us. Really?
No.
Exhibit A. Okay, is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Sean.
Sean. To you, Sean.
Thank you.
I'll take... This one is called for 500...
Yes, what is souvenir rifle shell gets fourth grader suspended?
Mm-hmm.
Winchendian family shocked.
Wow.
I'm shocked in the way you said that.
That is pretty shocking.
Wow. Thank you. Winchendon, wherever the fuck that is.
What?
Winchendon.
Huh? Okay. Whatever you want, man.
I don't know yeah. where the
hey,
fuck.
Hey, call
That's
whatever you want, dude.
Make
That's
up all
the
these fake
the
names. I don't care.
That's not fake. I'm serious.
It's fine.
This place exists.
All right.
I'm fine with it. Continue,
kinda
please.
I feel like we're wasting a lot of time.
I'd
yeah,
like...
so fucking read it.
Mm.
10-year-old Bradley Geslack was suspended from school this week for bringing a Memorial Day souvenir to school. The Toy Town Elementary School fourth grader received two empty rifle shell cases from the blanks used during the town celebration held at the GAR Park Monday morning.
Okay, so this kid went to school, a fourth grader?
Yeah.
How old is that? Like I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so whatever. There. Empty shell casings. Yeah. Just a piece of metal, pretty much. Suspended.
Yes.
Did it?
And they were taken away.
Did it try to shove it up another kid's ass or something? Or was he just like show and tell?
I believe.
I don't know. It's only the first like sentences of the article.
It probably says it.
Sorry.
So continue, Sean.
It's a good question. Let's find out.
Yes. Okay. Let's find out.
He was just playing with it at lunch, explained Crystal Geeslack, Bradley's mother. He wasn't showing it to anyone. He had it in his hand and was playing with it.
Just playing like with penis. It with himself, you could say.
Yeah, he was probably playing with his penis, but it's like, oh, it's just this.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is that?
It's nothing.
It's like, it's not my penis.
It's not my penis.
That's the quote.
Wow, it's not my penis. Yes, please.
Bradley said a teacher saw him with it and told him to hand it over. The teacher told me to give it to her, and I did, he said.
Here.
After the piece of brass was confiscated, Miss Geeslack was called at work and told to come and pick up her son. He was being suspended for the next 5 days.
Ouch.
Just for having those there?
Vacation, motherfucker.
Fucking A. That's fourth grader? That is hog heaven. You're like Xbox 360, fucking flat panel plasma, because I'm a spoiled little brat. Fuck yeah.
Building a G.I. Joe village out of Legos.
Computer porn, because my family's at work and the computer's in the living room because they don't trust people on the internet. Hell yeah, dude.
But you're a geek, so you just, you know.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Let's find out what he did.
And empty the cache and clear the history.
Yes, of course, always.
Tools. Yes. Internet options.
Yes.
Yes.
I believe in SeaMonkey, it's under edit.
It's edit preferences in SeaMonkey, but in Internet Explorer 6.0 and up, it is tools, internet options.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that a fact?
That is indeed a fact.
Okay. Well, I feel better now that you told me that.
Her son was in tears when she got there. I was totally shocked. I couldn't believe this
was happening, or was she like, your teacher's kind of a scumbag. This does not really surprise me at all.
This is the most shocking thing we have ever heard.
Bless you.
Thank you. She couldn't believe it.
Is that the first sneeze recorded on this show?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you. Do I get a ding?
Last episode, we were wondering when that was going to happen.
Yeah, and it happened right here, folks. Episode 43, sneezed. Our first overseas listener writes us in and two sneezes.
Wow.
Next time any of us sneeze, try and hold your eyes open.
Yeah. And look at the light, too.
Yeah.
That helps.
Okay, continue, please.
Ordinarily, I try to think ahead about things, but to me, this was something good, not bad.
Sorry.
I couldn't resist.
It was just an empty shell, not even from a real bullet. A sharpened pencil would be more dangerous than this piece of metal.
What are we doing with this thing? I mean,
he was just holding it. It was sharpened, show and tell. But
yeah, I don't know. That just sounded weird how she was like, they all have sharpened pencils. It's just him that has these things, and it's nothing.
But a sharpened pencil would hurt someone.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It just sounded weird, like why she would use like a sharpened pencil. I don't know. Right.
I don't know. Cause it's...
Like, why has she had thoughts of that? Thank you.
Is that it for that story? And it's sharp.
That's it for that story.
Okay.
Like, when you put your pencil up your nose and then you slam your head.
Damn it.
Not that one. We're not. Okay. So.
Oh, cool. Thanks for throwing those everywhere.
Let it rain, nigga. Let it rain.
Celebrating the new studio, everybody.
As long as you clean that up.
Yeah, that's never going to get picked up.
No.
Okay.
Fine.
Is this. Did you read all yours?
I got one more.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is called Ohio Man Accused of Crawling Under Table at Library, Spraying Woman's Shows with Salt Water.
Wait.
Shows.
Shows?
Shows. Spraying Woman's Shows.
What is that?
With salt water.
What is a shows?
Shows. You know, they shows.
Spray my shows.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're kicks. They're shows.
That's Ebonics for shoes, right?
Right, shows.
My shows,
nigga. A woman told Cincinnati police that she heard a noise and then felt something cold on her feet. Police. Oh, wow. What kind of noise do you think it hear here? Do you think it what? I think that is correct. Let's see. Police said a man crawled under a table at a University of Cincinnati library and used a syringe to spray salt water onto the woman's shows.
Probably did that right after he shot up fucking couple hits of heroin.
I think if you replace syringe with penis and salt water with semen, that's like probably what really happened.
You know,
like,
why was it you should have said instead of
Well,
that.
I was just saying, why was it salt water? Like, she licked it and, and she was like, this is kind of salty. That's
weird.
Read
that sentence again, but
replace
those words.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Police said a man crawled under a table at a University of Cincinnati library and used his penis to spray semen onto the woman's shows. That is much better. I'm sorry. We'll cut the other one out.
Yeah,
no one will ever know.
Dwight
Pennell, 43, a Columbus, was booked on charges of voyeurism, assault, criminal trespass, and pulling his penis out. Panel was silent in court. What the fuck?
This story sucks.
Panel this fucking was silent in court.
This
a court
story
appearance.
Was written in Ebonics.
Fuck me. The woman told officers that after she heard something coming from under her table and felt the sensation, the good sensation.
She's like, whoa, I'm getting wet.
The good wet sensation on her toes. She looked down and saw a man sucking them. His bond is at 75,000.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
Hell yeah, I suck toes. Hell yeah. Okay, finish your story and let's get the fuck out of here. It's this Friday night and I feel all right.
So
Montel,
are we gonna
Jordan,
have a fire at your
this
house,
is how
John?
We do that, it.
That's the plan. We're going to have a good old-fashioned hootenanny
bonfire.
Nice.
There'll be beer, bitches, and blunts.
There will be G's up. There will be hoes down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody's getting naked.
Somebody. For sure. It's probably going to be mad.
That's how we party,
Mo. Show.
That's
how we
okay.
roll.
Okay.
Please.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's
I'm ready
wrap
to
it
wrap
up
right.
like a dick and a condom.
That's
well,
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Like a pussy and thong.
I don't think I can.
Cheers to that. Continue.
Oh, wow. Okay. Where am I even? I don't know.
About the beginning.
Yeah, right. This one is called Mexico Drug Smugglers Make Jesus Statue of Cocaine.
Jesus.
Wonderful.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen to
that. U.S. Customs officials have seized a statue of Jesus Christ made from
Jesus
plaster.
Christ. Oh, God. Should we just end it right there?
Jamming.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, no, that's good. Jesus Christ, statue, cocaine,
yes.
Go.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. Made from plaster mixed with cocaine. The latest sophisticated attempt to smuggle drugs from Mexico.
My stomach hurts.
See, even Jesus does cocaine.
Yeah, he tested positive for cocaine, yes. Allegedly.
I think he got fired from his carpentry job. Indeed.
Yeah, for having cloudy piss.
Yes.
Why he was so good at it, man.
Because he is productive, because he's fucking...
Because he's sweet. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Jesus Christ on a pogo stick.
Jesus Christ on a crucifix.
Jesus tap dancing Christ.
Jesus tap dancing Christ on a Sunday morning.
Wow.
Hail Mary, Mother of God.
How many of those can we say?
Woo! I
That's
don't know.
Lot. Anyway.
I got a book.
Sniffer dogs at the border... What?
Continue. I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Sniffing dogs at the border crossing into Orlando, Texas, alerted officials to the smell of narcotics in the 6.6-pound, 3-kilo statue.
God bless Texas.
Yes, God bless Texas.
And nowhere else.
Well, they kind of need it more.
Yeah. Any state that gives birth to George W. Bush,
I know.
And just like that whole genetic line, God bless them.
We should blow up Texas.
Oh, man. Do you think, like, they just elected him for, like, sympathy because they all felt bad for him? Yeah, Sean.
Do you know that the Bush family are direct descendants from one of the original Mayflower settlers?
I was not aware of that.
Well, now you are.
Wow, that's deep shit.
Factoid.
Yeah.
Masons.
Yeah. slaughtered Indians.
They fucking sure did.
Fuck yeah, they did.
They were good at it, too.
Fuck yeah. And then when the British came here, they fucking slaughtered them, too.
Actually, the French did.
Oh,
the
right.
French kind of helped us out. The only time in history.
Right.
The French ever fucking did
they
anything.
They didn't. Quote, pull out.
Draw.
Draw.
Have you seen that?
Yes. Oh, man. That reminds me, have you seen that David Blaine video on the internet? Like,
yeah.
It's not him, though.
I
it's
know.
Someone playing him.
David
oh,
Blaine's
man.
Street magic.
He's like, what are you drinking? Yeah, he just, oh, God.
Yeah, every
that,
time he does a trick,
a
he just, like, looks at
oh,
you.
It's such a visual thing.
It's
so
funny,
fucking
yeah.
funny. He's, oh, man. Okay, continue. We should find that and post
yeah,
it just
I
because
see
it
that
is
again.
So funny.
Quote, Jesus Christ tested quote, positive for cocaine.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oy vey.
U.S. Border Police arrested a 61-year-old Mexican man accused of offering the woman $80 to carry the statue to a bus station in downtown Laredo. So it was a woman driving Jesus Christ.
She was probably like, for the Savior, I'll do it for free, my man.
Yeah.
My man. Yeah, my man.
See?
And then she like was like, this kind of smells familiar. And then, yeah, then it was on like Donkey Kong on cocaine.
That is definitely on. Yeah, well, that's about it. I'm
okay,
done.
Fuck it. So, that yeah. is about it.
Coked out Mexican Jesus.
Jesus.
Coked out Jesus
four
Christ.
Against it.
Amen. For it.
I guess I'm for
I'm
it
for
too.
That.
As long as the coats. Hold on. Okay. As long as the coke is not cut with crap is what
hey,
I was trying
man.
To
I like,
spit out.
I like
then
my
I'm
Jesus to party.
I don't like it to be
I like
stomped
my Jesus
on,
to party. That's
well, yeah.
I
just, as long as it's not stomped on. Yeah. Right.
It's right. probably right. pure. He was right. pretty right. pure.
Okay,
kind of
so we got stickers. I don't know after listening to this mess.
If
you,
you
guys,
want them
if you still want them, we got them. Yeah. I found out like a good place to put them when you come to intersections that just dead end. Like you can either go left or right, and there's that sign with the two arrows.
Yeah.
Like put them in the middle of that because I think lots of people see them there. Like not just if you're local, but if you're everywhere else, that would be fantastic. What?
Somebody's here.
Who's here?
I don't know.
Somebody is
who
here.
The fuck is that?
Some random person.
Nice.
Oh, it's her.
Hey, is that
hello.
Your girlfriend?
Yes, it is.
Is she here to pick you up?
No.
Playtime's over, Braden.
Yeah, I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Okay, so if you guys ever have any comments on this episode or any other episodes, leave us a comment. Where?
TheJamHole.com.
And what's our email?
info@thejamhole.com. There's no dot com, right?
What? Email info@?
The jam hole. Oh, dot, yeah, dot com.
Thank you. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Bye.
Walking through the fire lines, taking in the scenery, the pieces of salivate, I tell the fashion of the way. The moment.